This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ah, what the heck, Limits? Let's make a 6-pack, a 12-pack. Why don't we? Bob.
Let's go keg. Toga, toga, we'll have one
toga,
of those parties too.
Toga.
Did you host keg parties in college? And were you one of the guys, more importantly, Bob, who set up the keg, who went with your buddies to go buy the keg? Somebody always was the, you know, the...
We had a lot of toga parties.
And, yeah,
and I was,
you?
I was more of the person who would facilitate it. You know, I never let myself get to the point where I lost control of myself just because I was worried about a lot of things, so...
Did you wear a toga
sure.
to the parties? Wow.
Maybe that's what you could do when Pirates win 90 games.
Have a toga party?
Yeah. No, you show up in a toga.
I'll do that.
Okay. Something simple.
I'm trying to picture you circa 1980 at a toga party.
Well, yeah, 1980-81. Why? You think that?
I just think it's interesting. What would have happened?
You know, it's a code of the road, baby. We don't talk about those things.
Now, I was always near the keg. Just because I was afraid it was going to run out. Were you, Bob? Did you tap the keg?
No. No.
There was always somebody who was interested in that,
I was more
right?
interested in just, again, setting things up. We did card parties, poker parties, things
yeah,
like that.
Of course.
You know, stayed up late when we're supposed to be studying and did poker.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I didn't do that.
Tim Hurley was the guy in our group. He was very interested in being the person who purchased the keg and tapped it. And, of course, there were the executive beers before anybody got to the party. That was tremendous, right? Once it was tapped, it was a moment of celebration, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you get those first fresh, cold beers. Were you allowed to do that at Waynesburg Limits, or don't you want to talk about that?
No, I think that what's more appropriate is to talk about when I was at Robert Morris, because my friend Colin, who listens, I think, probably every day, is probably listening right now. His frat would have huge basement parties where you could barely move.
Oh, yeah.
Barely move in that place.
Yeah.
And those were the parties that we frequented a lot.
With kegs?
There were some kegs, I think, involved. Not me. I was not the one. Because I'm not a beer guy. I'm a liquor guy.
I forgot about that. You know, now, so. Would you have parties, either one of you, where it was you dump all different kinds of liquor into a trash can, that type of thing, and you dip the cup in like
no.
it's Christmas season?
No.
We had that.
You had some very interesting things in your childhood and your young adulthood.
Yeah, not always healthy,
no,
I'll acknowledge,
that's not, no.
Bob. Limits, did you have any of those? You just pour everything in a garbage can and everybody dips in?
No, I've never seen that before.
Well, perhaps you still will. Next.
That's possible.
Bob, as I was saying, I'm still trying to get over the fact that The Steelers' two quarterbacks from last year are now the starting quarterbacks in New York, of all places. Let me ask you right now.
These teams all have quarterback issues, and they don't go away.
I know.
And so these are Band-Aids.
They're Band-Aids. They're all Band-Aids. It's
every single one.
Let me ask you this. If all these guys stay healthy, who has the most wins this season? Aaron Rodgers, if he's here. Kenny Pickett in Cleveland. If he starts.
If he starts.
Justin Fields or Russell Wilson. Did you tell me the Giants over-under was 3.5?
Yes.
They picked up Russell, and it's still 3.5.
Still 3.5. It didn't move.
And they may draft a quarterback, too. You know,
who has the most wins, Bob, of those four players?
Oh. I'm going to probably say Justin Fields.
So am I. So am I.
They have some good offensive weapons there, and I think they're better suited than a lot of people think.
I agree with Bob. What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at the texters.
What are they saying?
Seeing limits plastered would be absolutely incrinculent.
Bob.
You know, what are you?
I don't know about
that. You have been there before, that plaster. I'm not going to go that far.
No.
But what are you like when you do people tell you what you like? Like some people are happy. I think when I get a little too much wine, I'm a happy guy.
Yeah. Can you imagine if limits turned into like a bitter, angry guy?
Yeah, it's one of those Snickers commercials.
Yeah, what does happen to you?
You need a Snickers, take a bite.
Do you become nicer than you already are?
Or, yeah, probably.
Or do you turn?
I definitely become like, I let my guard down a little bit more.
Are you more talkative or less?
Well, you know how talkative I am already.
But I mean, sometimes it works the reverse way.
Probably more talkative.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had guys like Marshall Reinhardt, Bob, who would not say a word for weeks at a time, and then you pour alcohol into them, and they become an entirely different human being.
And they talk way too much and tell you all their secrets.
Right.
That's also dangerous, and that's why I try to stay away from that.
So limits, this happens to you, and you must just keep talking then throughout the whole night.
Until one of my friends starts talking more, or I just am told to shut up, which doesn't happen, but maybe I just tell myself that it's time to like not talk as much.
I like that. Next, and I know the general's on deck here, play us Tony Grossi at least briefly. I mean, this is even more unbelievable than Fields and Wilson. That Kenny, he thinks Tony Grossi's been covering them forever, the Browns. Yeah, he thinks Kenny Pickett might be their opening day starter. Let's hear this.
On ESPN Cleveland.
Is there a possibility Pickett could start the opener?
I think there is. I think there's a possibility of it. Sure. He thinks there is.
They're booing in the background.
I mean, what? Wouldn't that explain why Myles Garrett came back? They told him we're trading for Myles Pickett.
How about that? They have their own drops
do.
Speaking
of that, clip that laugh by that guy at the end. Can I hear that laugh again, Bob? Wah, wah. Did you hear that?
That's crazy.
It's like a Vinny Ricci laugh, I think.
All right, so anytime one of these ex-Steeler quarterbacks comes up in conversation, let's have this be a rule limits, whether it's Fields, Wilson. Who else is out there? Trubisky, Pickett.
Pickett.
Rudolph.
Rudolph.
Well, he's here, though.
He's here now, yeah. Kyle Allen, I want that laugh. I really like that. Bob, this is an epic disaster. Are they going to go with Pickett? Don't you think they'll draft, but they're going to have to draft Shedeur Sanders or Jackson Dart? Because I think Ward's going to go first. Do you?
Yeah, I think.
To Tennessee?
I think now those three quarterbacks we mentioned here are probably going to be gone by the top five. So where does Cleveland pick? I've lost track.
They pick second.
Second.
All right. I think I absolutely would do that. They need quarterback help. Deshaun Watson's just taking a check, and he's not going to be heard from again, so you may as well just do it there. You have a chance to right a wrong, and it's been a major wrong for them for a long time.
I mean, as much as we laugh at the Browns, they do have some talent, and I wouldn't be surprised if Kenny Pickett got more wins than Russell Wilson in New York.
Miles Pickett.
I think that's going to be good, Bob. That's a show rule. Are you up
know
for
what?
That?
We're going to really test Austin here because he has to pay attention every time. For example, I think Kenny Pickett is a quarterback who... Aw.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bill Mitzi should have been on top of that. See, we're testing you now.
Miles Pickett.
Trying to clip it as an individual file now.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah. So anytime we mention an ex-Steelers quarterback, that has to happen.
Miles Pickett.
that's so good. So last but not least here, Bob. Can I have another one, please, Limits? Not the guy laughing, but the other thing. Yes. Ovi is now six goals away. I think he's going to do it before he gets here. He needs six goals to break the record he scored last night. He's got Buffalo, Boston, Chicago, Columbus twice. Those are all teams in like the bottom seven or eight in goals against average before he even gets here. But I do think there's like a 30 to 40% chance that he's gonna be within one of the record when he comes here. But I'm betting on him breaking it before that. You? He still has, I think, 11 games to get six goals and with a lot of bad teams.
Yeah, I mean, I could see him getting two or three in their next couple of games. So
if he does that,
I'm kind of hoping it happens here. I want it to happen.
Are you?
Here. Yes, I am. I want to see it happen. There's been not much left in this season to get excited about. And I know it's Alex Ovechkin, and I know it's the Washington Capitals. But to watch history, I think, is always something special. I don't care who the history is from.
You agree with that, Limits? Do you want it to happen?
Yes, I do want to see it happen here. I really do. And I feel like it would be a special moment, especially for a city that over the last 30, 40 years has seen so much great hockey and so many great stars be able to accomplish so much here.
Yeah.
I don't think that it would be that bad of a thing if Ovechkin did it here. I would welcome it, especially because we all know it's going to happen. So why not happen in your own city to be able to witness it?
I would. I want
why
to see
did
it.
You just whisper pizza into my ear? What?
Because I got an email that the pizza's here, yes.
Oh, I look behind me. There's no pizza.
From Slice on Broadway.
Oh.
Well, then why was the email sent out that there was pizza?
I don't know. It's usually right on the ledge behind me.
Maybe the people in the newsroom got to it first very furiously, and it's all gone.
Oh, boy.
Bob, this is incredible, the things that we've had to talk about today. We never even got around to Stephon Diggs. Man, I think the Patriots reached on this one. I really do.
Totally. $69 million. He may not even play until he's coming off surgery. I don't know.
Just draft a guy and don't spend the money on something else.
Exactly.
I know you're trying to get Drake May weapons. Draft a couple receivers then. I don't get that one. I really don't. Anywho, it's time for the general. And you can listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. General, you were an integral part of us raising money for nearly 260,000 meals at our Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon, working in conjunction with the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. We thank you for that. It was quite a day and quite a week, really, that you helped to kick off.
Thank you, guys. It was an honor to have you here. You're welcome anytime, and especially for a cause like Feed the Need. What a great way to contribute.
Well, it's time for Starkey's Card of the Week, and do we have guesses here, gentlemen? I'm going to guess, you know what? I'm going to guess Sidney Crosby again because he's closing in on the point per game for yet another season. Bob, do you have a guess?
No, I really don't have a good one. I'm trying to think of things that happened in the last week that make me think Crosby's one away.
Ovechkin. Maybe
yeah,
Ovechkin. Wonder Twin?
I know he's been so prevalent in these before, but he's starting opening day tomorrow. I'm going Paul Skeens.
What do you got,
now
General?
We're talking Austin. There you go. We're thinking prophetic this week. We're looking forward. How can it be on Baseball Eve not be Paul Skeens?
There we go.
In
I love
fact,
it.
You guys saw firsthand the needle move. In fact, the needle kept moving. Last week, the bids were supposed to stop at 2 o'clock, and we had 100 people still on the line bidding on the Skeens card, so we came up with 4 more lots.
Wow.
And it's Skeens demand on Baseball Eve. We're going with Paul Skeens. I got a 2023. This is from the first set he was ever a part of. Bowman Draft stained glass insert. Awesome card. Great pitcher. And you know what's even more interesting about the guy? Not only is he a best pitcher, he says everything the right way.
He sure does.
We gotta do more.
He's a
we
very confident guy, isn't he? I mean, he will tell you how he feels. You know, I love it when he smiles when someone's all confounded by a pitch that they call strike three, and he just, I'm toying with you, dude. I'm sorry.
I love it. I love it.
Well, on top of it, you know this would never happen, but this isn't hyperbole. But if you're running the Pirates, you think you'd have to say, go downstairs tomorrow and offer him 10 for $350 million. He may not even take it, but even if your payroll's $90 million, he's got to get the first 40, right? Build around him. We got Michael Jordan, and you got to decide whether it's Michael Jordan with Brad Sellers and Enos Whiteley, or is it Michael Jordan with Horace Grant and Scottie Pippen?
General, you're a wonderful man. Thank you again.
Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, man. You do the same.
All right. Take care.
There he goes. And